Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 6th, 5 until 8 p.m. You can enjoy caroling, visit with Santa, give him your list, make sure you're not on the naughty one of his, and watch that Christmas tree light up. It's downtown Murfreesboro. Celebrate Christmas on December 6th, powered by MTE. We're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools this morning. Lisa Trail is here, the Director of Communications and Strategic Initiatives. I did my homework. I got your title,
really?
Full title.
I never use that title, but congratulations.
I was just looking up our guest here, too, and I thought, well, I'll try to impress Lisa, you know, get her full title out there. Usually the longer the title, it means the more things like, you know, where's the toilet paper in the building and things like that, you know.
So you understand.
I understand fully. So a lot to talk about here this morning. Maybe help us introduce our guest and what we're going to be chatting about.
Absolutely. So Dr. Bullard is with me. She is the principal of Discovery School. So we are going to be talking about all things Discovery today, and especially because it's time to start looking at whether you want your child to have an application for Discovery next year.
Awesome.
So Dr. Bullard has been leading Discovery for the past 2 years and doing a dynamic job.
She told me that she was a radio veteran. She's been
the
air like four or five times.
She's not scared to death anymore.
Well, that's good. That's good. So Dr. Bullard, thanks for being here. Applications, so that's different maybe than some people hearing this. You have to apply to school. So kind of tell us about that process and what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Discovery School is an academic magnet school for gifted and high achieving students. And so we do go through an application process, and our applications are all online and they open on December 1st. And so the process for application is very simple. It's some basic information about the child. If they are in second through sixth grade, we do have some academic records that we request. And then applicants go through a screening process that takes place beginning in January. And that screener is how we determine our offers of our seats and then our wait list from there.
Okay. That's interesting in terms of, you took my next question, wait list, because I would imagine you have a lot of applicants.
Yes.
Is there a pretty high percentage of those that usually are academically qualified?
We do. We are very fortunate to have very highly qualified applicants. And so we do typically have quite a lengthy wait list for particularly kindergarten, because many families want to get their children in beginning in kindergarten and go all the way kindergarten through sixth grade with us. But we have a wait list in every grade level. We offer six seats in fourth grade every year as well, and then other seats as families have to move and things like that in and out.
Okay. So is there the possibility if someone gets in kindergarten to be able to go all the way through? Do you have to reapply? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. You don't have to reapply. So as long as that child continues to meet our academic and behavioral and attendance expectations, they are able to stay with us all the way through sixth grade. And we find that the vast majority of our families do choose to do that because we have such a tight-knit community and such a cohesive experience across the grade levels.
Yeah, I would assume that many of your students that complete school at Discovery School maybe try to apply for Central Magnet. Would that be kind of a middle school plan after that?
Many of them do. There are some great middle school options in Rutherford County, and so some of them choose to go to their zone school, which is also a great option as well. But many of them do choose to go on to an advanced program academically in middle school too.
I would think that a lot of people maybe know what Central Magnet, you know, Discovery School, it's not necessarily part of the name that's publicly out there, so they may not understand that it's
sure.
It's a magnet school, so
right.
And all magnet schools typically are just like yours. You apply, that kind of thing, right?
Right. So magnet schools do go through the application process. Any of our families in fifth and sixth grade who choose to apply to Central, we support them through that application process.
Gotcha.
As well as the families who choose maybe an advanced program at a traditional zoned middle school.
Okay, so this process, is it different for a parent of a kindergartner than it is for a parent of a fourth grader in terms of the information that's needed?
Yeah, that's a great question. Only slightly. So fourth graders took TCAP last year, if you're applying for fourth grade for this coming year. So we do ask for a copy of those TCAP scores. But that's the only difference. The fourth graders would still complete a screening process with us, just like our kindergartners do. Obviously, that screening looks just a little bit different.
Yeah. How many students do you have at Discovery School?
We have 390 students. So we have three classes in every grade level except for sixth grade, which has one class.
And is that capacity? I mean, is that your mark?
Yes, that's where we are for right now. Yeah. So we have our set pupil teacher ratio. And we really, that's one of the things that works really well about our community is that you do have those students who are together in cohorts year after year.
Now, I would think that if you have 390, but some of those students, you know, stay with you K through five or K through six, that's not the number of openings that you have from each year, right?
Correct. So, like I said, we have six openings in fourth grade, just based on the fact that our class sizes increased from 20 to 22 that year. We have 60 openings in kindergarten every year. And then we generally have a few openings in most grade levels outside of that, just again, from families who have to move out of the district or other things that come up. So currently we do have those 60 in kindergarten, the six in fourth grade, as well as one in second grade for next year.
Okay. Dr. Caitlin Bullard here, principal of Discovery School, and Lisa Trail, the director of communications for the City School District. Something you said probably two or three years ago, Lisa, always kind of pops into my mind about the year of COVID and everything that went on. The next year was like a spike in kids going to kindergarten. And so we have to watch that group all the way through because that's a bigger class.
Right. Because a lot of students were held back one year.
Yeah.
Parents just got to choose to wait until they were more that 6-year-old age versus the 5-year-old age.
Mm-hmm.
So that does. We are watching that.
And so are those, would that be third graders this year, I think, right? Or
that's
fourth grade?
Fourth grade.
That's okay. Our current fourth, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So we just watch them. It's everything is going smoothly because we know.
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
know where they're coming. That first year was the kindergarten year where we just didn't know how many people to expect. But
well, that popped into my mind when Dr. Bullard mentioned fourth grade, and where is that group?
Fourth grade is because the parent-student ratio does go up in fourth grade all across every district. It's just a little bit higher, so that does offer those few extra seats. And one of the things we do need to stress is that this is for citizens of Murfreesboro. So you do have to live in Murfreesboro to be qualify as an applicant for Discovery School.
So just make sure you know where you live, that you're in the city of Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. If you pay for city water or city taxes, that's a good idea that you're in the city. Some people may not know that. And there are county options. So,
absolutely.
You know, just look at that if you're in the county system. But the application process, who looks at those applications and how do you determine, Dr. Bullard?
Yeah, so I review all of the applications along with our admissions team. So our administrative team, our gifted specialist has a hand in that as well. But ultimately, the actual applications themselves are pretty straightforward. Like I said, mostly demographic information. It's the screener that we use to determine the rankings and the admissions offers. And ultimately, that comes through me.
Yeah. For someone who has never considered, you know, maybe a magnet school for their child, what would you say are the things that maybe are offered at a magnet school that you might not get somewhere else in terms of, I mean, are there, I'm thinking robotics, all kinds of different things that may not be somewhere.
Well, and let me ask that question in a different way.
Okay, sure.
Can you describe what you might be seeing in a 4-year-old that would make you think that they should be qualified or you should be looking at Discovery School as an option?
Yeah, I can kind of speak to both of those parts. So when you're thinking about, you know, is my child qualified for Discovery School, and that can be hard to know as a parent.
Sure.
We see kind of a couple of different sides of things. First, students who are super inquisitive, curious about the world around them, always asking questions. Why does this work this way? We see that as very common trait in 4- and 5-year-olds, but particularly the students who end up coming to Discovery School. And then the other piece is if they might catch on to information quickly. So they may or may not be, you know, early readers, and that's okay if they're not reading yet. But when you present them with new information, information? Are they diving straight into that, asking questions about it, retaining that information? And that's a really great candidate for Discovery School. And then kind of speaking to your question, I think, you know, one thing that comes to most people's minds very quickly is the academic enrichment piece.
Sure.
So we are able to accelerate the academics and push content a little more quickly because we do have an entire cohort of students that are at that higher level and readiness for that. But I think there are so many other things as an academic magnet school that we are able to provide that are so stellar. I've already mentioned a couple times the community environment and that family feel. Because our parents are choosing to come to us, we have incredibly high parent engagement. And I think that the impact on our students is that they see that connection between home and school, and that's really powerful. I think the way that we're able to approach social emotional learning, you know, high achieving students are very commonly anxious and deal with some social emotional things that might be a little different from the typical population. And so we're able to support those, as well as the other enrichment pieces. You mentioned robotics. Yes, we have robotics. We have the only formal chess program in the district. We have, you know, a lot of opportunities for our students. We're also a STEM designated school. And so our students are in coding, robotics, and computer science from the time that they're in kindergarten, again, all the way through sixth grade. So lots of unique opportunities that our children get.
Well, kind of the reason I mentioned robotics is I know that we've often talked on the show and on other programs about, you know, going to these robotics competitions and things like that. And Discovery School just kind of seemed like it was always the one that, you know, was mentioned in part of that. So that is something very cool. You also mentioned about how it could be hard for parents to know, is this the right thing? Is that especially harder the younger they are, like kindergarten, first grade, versus maybe, you know, third, fourth, fifth?
Yeah, I do think we see that, especially for a 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah.
Particularly if they've not been in school and you don't have a teacher saying your child is above the typical expectation. I think that can be difficult. But what we always tell parents is you can't exercise your options if you don't pursue this avenue. So it's always good to apply, even if you're not sure if it's the right fit or if your child is going to qualify, because then it gives you that option to accept or to maybe choose another path for your child.
So the applications open this week?
They open December 1st. So
December
this coming
1st.
Week. Yes,
this
but tonight week. Is our first admissions open house at 6 p.m. So it's a chance for families to come in the building, talk with the teachers, hear a little bit more about the details of Discovery School, and hear from some current Discovery parents and staff.
Awesome. So is the deadline December? It opens December 1st.
It opens December 1st, and it goes through February 1st. So they've got 2 months to get those applications in. We'll start screening students in January, but that screening will continue all the way through February, and then we'll send out admissions letters early spring.
That's quite a process.
I mean,
to go through the screening and then the application process and such. So
It's not as overwhelming as it sounds.
Okay, good.
I just want to say that it's a very easy process, and I think that's the reason we have a lot of these parent meetings. Tonight is the first parent meeting for Discovery. We're also going to have a parent meeting via Zoom, just in case you work outside of Murfreesboro and can't get to us. And then we'll have another. So that one, the Zoom is in December, and in January we're going to have a coffee and conversation, just a little bit informal conversations with parents who may have those last minute questions. So don't let the process overwhelm you. It's very easy to do. Like Dr. Bullard said, if you don't apply, you don't have that option. But also if you come and you go, this may not be for us, that is perfectly acceptable as well. Throughout the district, we have gifted programs. We have robotics. We have lots of programs. So if your child doesn't attend Discovery School, you can have some very similar options and expectations throughout Murfreesboro City Schools. It's just one of those things where if this is the right fit for you, you'll love it, and you'll love it for 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just really opening those options. And I would encourage parents, if you have a child coming into kindergarten or any grade level and you just want to know more about what does Discovery do, tonight's a great time for that. The Zoom will also be a good time for that.
Just to get a great overview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Well, glad to have you both here.
Thank
Dr. Bullard, thanks for coming in. It's been eye-opening here to find out about Discovery School. And Lisa, thanks for arranging this. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And don't forget, you can check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under Rutherford Issues. Check podcast, then Rutherford Issues on YouTube, Facebook. You can catch the podcast there as well. Have a great day, everybody.